This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Spring's here. Flowers are blooming, birds are singing, and allergies? Yeah, they're back too. Sneezing, watery eyes. When they hit, you need a tissue fast. That's where Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues come in. Whether you're at home or on the go, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues have you covered. Allergist-approved Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are gentle on your eyes and nose so you can power through allergy season without missing a beat. Because while allergies are unpredictable, staying prepared is easy. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Shove that straight up your toolkit ass.
Wanting to return his call.
At the club,
bitch, what is up with that?
I've got the poo in my hands.
North of Milwaukee.
What an opportunity.
Go play intramurals, brother.
Oh my gosh, I'm a filthy bastard.
Hop on this jug. And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass. Lace them up, you little bitch. Let's
Hold
go.
Hold on, everybody.
It's over.
We think.
No, it's over.
Yeah.
Sorry, man. Sorry about that. You know?
Hey, the exciting whites. It was fun.
Yeah.
Hey, man, second Sweet 16 in like 20 years.
Good little run.
You know, good run.
Good little run.
I thought that Alabama doesn't play great defense, so I thought if there was a chance to upset someone, I'd rather play a team like Alabama than I would like Houston or Duke that just plays great defense. But one, I didn't count on BYU shooting like 12% from the three-point line, nor did I count on Alabama.
BYU's up to 24%.
Hey, that's great. And by the way, they've hit a couple meaningless threes.
6 of 25.
I always like to point out that BYU has attempted 25 three-pointers. Alabama has made 22.
Yeah, this is nuts. They are 22 of 44 from three. And there's still 9 minutes left.
Yeah. By the way, I hope you had the over. The over was 175.5, which was by far the highest over. And hopefully you were smart enough to take the over.
Freaking crazy, man.
Yeah.
What's the record for 3-point attempts in a tournament game?
I don't know.
Tech set one, but I can't remember if it was for their school or for the entire tournament. But they shot 50-something, 51 in their first round game.
Well, that is in danger, gents.
It's in danger.
They're going to blow it out. And Alabama isn't usually this good from three.
Well, no, we don't play.
No, they're just wide open.
Just wide open. And I don't know if you've been watching this. They're not contested threes.
I've been watching it. They're NBA threes.
I just can't get over, 22 made versus 25 attempted. if I'm BYU. And look, for most of the game, BYU has shot in the low teens from the three-point line. You know, when you're trying to outscore a team because you can't play defense, you can't shoot 12% for most of the game.
Does it make you feel better that the way Alabama has scored, that even if you shot pretty well, like, you're not...
No.
Dude, you've given up 97 points and there's 7 minutes left. Yeah. Like, you weren't winning this game even if you shot well.
No.
It just doesn't appear that you were.
There was an idea that if Bama didn't shoot the ball very well, BYU could score enough points and you could make a run at this. But, you know. You saw it out. A couple times this year, the rubber met the road and the exciting Whites ran into a really good basketball team. And, you know, this is what happens. This is what happened when they played Houston. So we'll take it, man. We're basketball school now, Sweet 16. And we got the number one player in the country coming next year. Things are looking up. So, just not in this game. Unless you had the over, everything is fine. Plus, even if you won this, Duke was waiting on the other side of this anyways. So.
Yeah, so they've already hit the over. Or where are we at?
Looks like they broke 97? The record for most three-pointers made in a tournament game. Yeah.
You're 2 points away from the over.
2 points away from the over. Most threes made in a tournament game. They have broken the record set by, might I add, Loyola Marymount.
Bo Kimble and those guys.
Yes.
That whole thing was they wanted to shoot the ball every like 11 seconds.
Right.
And yet somehow they've managed to do that against the exciting ones.
So, now here's the question.
Yeah.
Think this team beats Duke?
No.
Well, you're biased. You got money on Duke.
I do have money on Duke, but this is the problem again.
Like, Duke's got some length.
Duke has length, and Duke plays defense. Alabama doesn't play defense, so there will be a complete effort against Duke. Look, Bama fan, get excited, but realize that you're beating the exciting Whites is not the same
but
as beating the Devils.
You got to get by Arizona first.
Yeah, they're fine.
You got to get by Caleb Love.
I think that's not going to be a problem.
My guy Tommy Lloyd.
You're going to bet on Arizona, are you?
Boy, I tell you,
Who do you have? Who do you have less faith in? Anyone who's coaching Arizona, not named Lute Olson or Rick Barnes?
Rick Barnes. But I am tempted to take Arizona tonight. I just can't step in front of Duke. I just can't do it.
No,
they're too good. But he misses a dunk.
You suck.
Should have shot a three. Alabama's only up 20. It's coming down to the wire.
Yeah.
All right.
This is fun. I kind of want Alabama now to I want him to shoot 59. Just every three-pointer at this, just jack it.
There's another one. Go in. Boom.
It's just,
God.
It's 100-77 and there's 7 minutes to play.
Mark Sears only has 34. He's hit 10 threes.
Good Lord. They're shooting 50.
What's the record 52%? For one player's number of threes in a game?
He's got to be.
That's got to be close.
If the team record is now Alabama's, Sears has got to be getting close.
Yeah, 10 threes, dude?
Yeah.
I don't think that Sears has hit 10 threes in his last five games. Like, I know they chuck, but he's not a great outside.
My man has attempted 17 field goals, again, 15 of them from behind the arc, and he's hit 11 of them.
Oh, he's got 11 now.
He said 11 field goals, 10
threes.
10 threes. 10 of 15.
Do you think I could have hit a three tonight in that game?
Probably.
I do too.
Well, you were going to get an open look, so the question becomes, could you knock down a corner three?
If it's open.
You were getting an open look. There were lots of open looks, and you know they would have ignored you.
Yeah, dude, they're sagging off me.
They're sagging off you.
I love it.
I'm not saying I could hit a three. I feel like me attempting would probably blow an Achilles, but I think walking on a basketball court, I feel like my Achilles would snap. At this point in my life, the hardwood in me, we don't belong. We're done.
All right, let's get back on track here. We have, in honor of opening day, the craziest food you can get at a Major League Baseball ballpark. Next on The Fan.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
And we're back with Canva Presents Secret Sounds Work Edition. Caller, guess this sound.
It's a mouse click.
So close. That's actually publishing a website with Canva Docs. Next caller.
Definitely a mouse click.
Nice try. It was sorting 100 sticky notes with a Canva whiteboard. We also would have accepted resizing a Canva video into 10 different sizes.
What? No way.
Yes way. One click can go a long way. Love your work at Canva.com.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Up 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always thought I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything, except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
All right. Got the craziest food you can get at Major League Baseball parks on opening day.
Talk to me.
Today? Or, yeah, today.
Today. Well, I'm guessing you could probably get those foods at any point during the season. Just, you know, I doubt you could have gone yesterday and been like, hey, I'd like you to let me in so that I could get my Seattle dog.
The Grand Slamwich.
Okay.
Is at Chase Field in Arizona. 20-inch sandwich is part chicken parm, part Italian meatball with Marzano tomato sauce, provolone, pesto, and parmesan, a side of kettle chips and house gardenia.
I'm not going to lie. I could do without the kettle chips. I think that's kind of bush league. It's a ballpark. Let's get some garlic fries in there. You're doing an Italian thing?
Dude.
What are we doing with kettle chips? That sandwich, though,
yeah.
Half chicken parm yeah. And half meatball?
Yeah.
Oh. Talk yeah. to me, Goose.
Yeah.
Why isn't that being offered right now? At an yeah. Geno's, what are we doing, buddy? Let's get this on there. That sounds delightful.
Bro, that's legit.
Oh,
you can get that in Arizona.
20 inches?
Yeah, it's huge. Look at it. Look at this thing. Look at that bad boy.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
What is that? Does it say what that runs? Like 40 bucks?
I bet you 20.
What is the price? 20 bucks?
They're not as crazy as you think when they have these when they have these novelty items. They're not too crazy.
That thing's not 20 bucks.
No, I bet it's more than 20 bucks. Yeah, it doesn't say. Doesn't say. The Wrigley Field has the Gibberito sandwich, which sounds mildly.
Yeah, it sounds a little racist.
It sounds kind of racist.
It makes me uncomfortable. The Gibberito. Daniel Tosh did a thing on this on Tosh.0 where he was like, he made up words or put words together and it's, do they sound racist? And I feel like Gibberito I feel like that's an insult. I don't like that. Like, if you called someone a gibberito, I'd feel like, I don't know who we're insulting or what sort of slur that is, but I'm uncomfortable saying it.
Originated in Chicago's Puerto Rican community, the gibberito sandwich contains roast beef, garlic butter, lettuce, tomato, and garlic aioli tucked between two smashed and fried plantains. The Cubs say it's a showstopper.
You know what? I do like fried plantains. They're delightful.
Yeah.
Roast beef, good. But I find that the whole point, anytime you're substituting something for the bread of a sandwich, I feel like we're getting into some Bush League territory. Like, now if you had like a cool, like, why not just put the fried plantains in the sandwich and make it one big sandwich? Because the fried plantains, that's not going to hold a sandwich together very well. I'm out on that one.
Okay.
I don't like where that's going.
They also have chicken and waffles at Wrigley and plant-based kimchi burger. And puffy tacos. Whatever that means.
Like P. Diddy tacos? Underage tacos?
Whoa.
What? Taco and a hot dog? What was the other one that said kimchi?
Yeah, they have a plant-based kimchi burger out there.
Okay.
At Wrigley.
I'm going to a ballpark and I'm getting a vegan burger. Get out of here.
Let's go to Yankee Stadium where you could have gotten the Petroni tiramisu today. Obviously, I don't know. Do you like tiramisu?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
I don't mind it either, but I find it somewhat unsatisfying.
Yeah.
Because it's...
Wouldn't be my first choice.
It's creamy and chocolatey and good,
yeah.
But it's also kind of fluffy.
Yeah, if you gave me... If it was offered to me at the end of a meal, sure. Would I ever order it? No.
It comes in a collectible Yankees helmet.
Of course it does. I will say the collectible helmet I am a fan of. Yeah, it's a nice... They always do that with the collector cups. Everything is a collector. It just gives you a reason to charge, you know, $9 more.
Yeah.
I do like it, though, when you get, like, the collectible soda and you get free refills. I appreciate that up at T-Mobile. You buy a Pepsi or whatever. It doesn't work on beer. But you can buy a soft drink up there, and you get the little collectible cup, and you get free refills throughout the game.
Yeah.
That's a nice little... It's a nice little thing.
See, the Petroni tiramisu is made of espresso, mascarpone cream, lady finger cookies, and cocoa powder.
Yeah, it's fine.
Let's talk about the Slugger is at Dodger Stadium. It is a 16-inch jalapeno cheddar sausage topped with corn relish, white cheddar cheese sauce, cilantro crema, and crunchy tortilla strips served with fries.
See, now we're talking.
Dude, that's amazing.
That's better. That's more.
That's something I want at a
yes,
ballpark.
That's exactly. That's you're giving me the traditional dog. You give me the Dodger dog, made it a little bigger, and now we've put some nice accoutrements on top of it.
Accoutrements.
You threw some fries in there, which is what that Italian thing was missing. You threw some fries on that bad boy because you got to have fries with whatever you're getting at a ballpark. Now we're cooking with gas.
We are cooking with gas.
That's the best thing. And by the way, at Dodger Stadium, I guarantee that thing costs you $1,000. But I bet you that is really, really stinky.
I wish it had the prices on here.
I know.
I couldn't even find it. I went looking for that chicken parm meatball thing. They won't even show you. I went straight to the source. Chase Bank Field or whatever.
Yeah, what, they don't did you find it?
They won't advertise it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's because you're going
to... It's like fresh fish.
It's going to be expensive.
It's market price.
You are not getting something that big that's meant for two or three people to eat. You're not getting that at a ballpark for $20. I mean, my God, they'll charge you $14 for a Polish sausage at a hot dog game. That's just a regular Polish sausage.
I guess I always go to the value side, so maybe I'm a little off in my price.
There's value side at a ball game?
Yeah, when I did the 999 thing, that was all value beers and value dogs.
How much is a hot dog at T-Mobile?
If you go value, it's like $2, $3, something like that.
Really?
Yeah, and then the High Lifes were like $4. $5, something like that. You got to go find the value spots, but they're there.
Yeah, look at that. The old value menu. You're right. $4 for a hot dog on the value menu.
Oh, it went up then because I think it was like $3.
$4 for the on the value menu, and you can also get nachos, popcorn, and other snacks on the value menu.
So T-Mobile also has one of the most eye-catching new menu offerings at ballparks this year. Mm-hmm. They are offering the What Up Corn Dog up at T-Mobile.
So I'm guessing it's just a giant-ass corn dog?
It is described as a Mariner's Blue honey-battered corn dog with a spicy crunch served with nacho cheese.
That does sound delightful. Here's my problem that I
have. It does, but I'm not getting that.
Well, you're going to die from it. Here's my problem with corn dogs, because I love a good fair corn dog, you know, your carnival corn dog. They're always cold. I do not believe that anyone in the history of ballparks or corn dogs has ever gotten a hot corn dog. Is there just they cook them and then it just sits there.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't, and there's nothing more unsatisfying than getting a corn dog that you're excited about and then biting into it and having it be cold. So you really have to sit there and watch or just be like, you know what, I will wait for one of those to come out that's hot. Because the corn dog is always cold and it's no bueno.
Other new offerings for Mariner fans include Ichi Wings. Created in honor of course, the great Ichiro.
He's throwing out the first pitch tonight.
Is he?
Yeah, any guesses if he's going to be in full uniform?
He'll be in full uniform.
No,
100%.
He won't.
Yes, he will.
No, he won't.
Put your money where the old mouth is. He is throwing out the first pitch tonight, I do believe.
No way.
I saw him. They showed a photo of him walking into the stadium, and he had a duffel bag with him.
Oh, no.
Now we don't know what that means, but he was walking into the game carrying a Mariners bag. I think he's going to wear a uniform.
Don't be in uniform.
I guarantee he will wear a uniform. He might wear stirrups.
Shoot.
Yeah, I think he's wearing the full. I'm thinking he's going full thing. It wouldn't surprise me if you see him out there doing the Ichiro warm up. Yeah, look, this is him walking into the game. Why is he carrying that bag into the game if a uniform and cleats are not in that? You don't
I'm
need...
I'm nervous.
I have walked into plenty of ballparks. I've thrown out a first pitch or two. Never did I carry a travel bag with me.
I'm nervous. They also are offering...
Wait, how about Ichiro doing a big jean roll?
Yeah. Stylish, man.
He's going like mid-calf on that.
They're also offering ice cream nachos at T-Mobile.
Ice
which
cream with...
I don't really know... I'm not sure what that means.
Ice cream with chips?
Mm. Maybe the chips are like Cinna chips?
Yeah,
maybe,
probably.
Maybe like churro pieces in an ice cream? And again, while I appreciate ballpark ice cream, not on a hot day, you just end up with a soupy mess.
Yeah.
You got to be careful when choosing ballpark food. Again, I like a good nacho, but here's my problem. When you get the commemorative nacho in the batting helmet at the Mariners game... You're really only getting about a quarter worth of quality nachos because then you get to the bottom half and they're just gross. Because the cheese and the salsa and the sour cream and guac, it all just kind of melts to the bottom and it really makes the majority of the chips really unedible. You just end up in some sort of big soup-like mess. And it's no good, man. Like you need to, it's just the helmet is not a good nacho distribution model. Same thing with tots. Never get loaded tots. If you're at a ball game, never order loaded tots. You're gonna get pissed off. You're gonna get about 10 tots that are okay, and everything else soggy mess.
All right, don't shovel dirt on radio just yet. New numbers. Here's Will.
Isaac and Suk.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch is scotch, scotch.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Suk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Can I get a hot tub?
Do we have a final? Is it over?
Yeah, it's over. Mercy killing. 113-88.
Wow.
So, yeah, that over of by far the highest over total in the Sweet 16 of 175.5 or 176.5. Yeah, I would say that hit,
that's
good.
That's a no-sweat bet.
That is a no-sweat bet. That is the definition of, you could have that thing at 200. The over-under could have been 200.
I'm sorry.
By the way,
man.
They ended up.
That sucks.
We ended up shooting the Mighty Cougs 6 of 30 from behind the arc. Mm-hmm. And some of those at the end, we were just, you're down by 20. You're just launching threes. Six of them. Alabama with a robust 25 of 51. breaking the NCAA record for made threes by a team. Damn near shot 50%.
That's crazy.
And at the end, I thought it was quite disrespectful. They were just...
Dude, were they chucking them for the sake of...
They were chucking them for the sake of chucking them. Dude, they were up by 23. And my man, that Sears kid, dude, that dude was shooting one-footed fall-away threes for no reason. And they were all launching Damian Lillard threes 38 feet from the... Come on.
Wasn't he trying to get... What? He was trying to hit the record, probably.
I'm just guessing he was probably trying to hit the record.
Oh, come on.
He's just, you know.
That's not like you to bitch about that.
I'm not. Just I'm just stop saying.
Him. Just quit being a bitch. Stop him.
Put in the backups. What are you doing? Out there launching. That Sears kid ended up going 10 of 16. So I don't think he broke the record. He was just out there firing away.
Well, my Gators are taking care of the Terps.
The legend does.
So this is the last game for Kevin Willard. He'll be going on to Villanova. They're up by 18 with a couple minutes left.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get some good games because this was not what we were looking for. They said people thought this one might be the best game of the Sweet 16.
What's this one?
BYU.
Yeah.
Alabama. Wrong.
It's a good matchup.
Now I'm just waiting on the Ichiro full uniform thing. That's the exciting part of my evening. I'm convinced he's going to go full uniform.
Well, as you know, there are a myriad of new ways to consume content in this world of ours, Jace.
Yes. And then it forces us to respond, because we have to respond with content of our own.
But TikTok did not kill the radio star.
Look at us still going.
Yep.
I do enjoy when anyone asks me what I do and I say radio. They're like, what do you have, like a podcast? Again.
Radio has never been more popular.
Look at us. Look at you reading Odyssey propaganda.
This is actually from the New York Post.
I was going to say, did you get this from the higher-ups? We have a new fearless leader, and they send out these things about how we're great and
homeboy,
vibrant.
By the way,
that.
She's soulless, that one. Let me tell you something. Who do you think, of all of the people under the Odyssey umbrella, is least likely to read Odyssey propaganda?
You, which is
Thank
why
you.
I'm a little surprised that you're
Thank
about ready
you.
To read Odyssey propaganda.
This is not Odyssey prop.
AM radio is vibrant. It's your rule once
whoa,
more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey. I didn't say AM.
I heard this
I
on
did
the
not
AM,
say AM
radio.
Well, Gen Z, they're saying they love to make old things new, you know?
Yes.
They're ditching their iPhones and they're getting flip phones.
Oh, yeah. I've seen a lot of hippy-dippy girls that are now into watching VHS tapes.
Right. They're bringing back digital cameras. Yeah. They're using iPod minis as hair clips.
I'm only using analog porn now. I've moved to exclusively old Hustler magazines from the 80s.
Kids are even going as far as using corded landline phones. They're back in.
Are they really?
Yeah, so Swigard couldn't be happier.
Swag's holding on to that phone. He's like, I knew it.
And now, Jace, they're turning up the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Over 50 million people are listening to the radio every week as of 2024. The highest listening numbers in 2 decades.
Look at us. Thank you. You sons of bitches thought we were done.
You can't kill us.
Well, it's never been a better time to get into the illustrious, high-paying career of being a fill-in radio producer / host. Congratulations.
Hey, my paychecks go up and up.
Statistics from Nielsen reveal that 78% of Gen Z listens to traditional radio, and statistics from British company Roberts show that radio is more popular with Gen Z than TV.
Suck it, TV.
You know why? Can you think of why radio is more popular with Gen Z than TV?
All the streaming stuff, I'm guessing. It's free.
Radio?
Yeah.
You throw it on in the background and then you do other things, dude.
Bingo. Yeah. You can scroll while you listen.
I always have something going while I'm doing like 3 or 4 other things. There's times where I have the TV on TV, but the TV's like off sound with like a radio show or a podcast going, and I'll be like vacuuming or cleaning or watching the game, whatever.
Stations such as BBC Radio 1 have made the Gen Z audience a priority by featuring young presenters. There's young Will.
Yeah.
Tailored
Thunder Thighs himself in there. His backwards hat.
Tailored.
Bring it on, Baldy.
And then every once in a while he shows his youth.
Yeah.
Like that. tailored listening experiences and playing music from up-and-coming artists that are on the younger audience's radar. Boy, that, I gotta tell you. Well, I'm not. Never mind. Never mind.
Oh, did you catch yourself in a senior moment?
I'm growing up. Well, no, I was just gonna bitch about something, but...
Now well, I kind of want to know what you're gonna bitch about.
Well, okay, I'll tell you. Every time I... Because I don't... No, I can't. I'm going to get in trouble.
Do it.
No, I'm going to get in
trouble. Do it.
I'm not going to do it.
Do it.
I'll get in trouble.
I want to know what your opinions are on Gen Z things.
Shut up. No, it has nothing to do with Gen Z things. It has something to do with around here, and they'll just get mad at me. So I'm not... It's not worth it. They beat me into submission.
Your hot water cooler.
Everything's great.
Yeah, everything's great. Look at you. Not
hey, by the way, KGON got a new afternoon DJ. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, well, Tim Taylor's gone. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, the great Tim Taylor.
We love Tim Taylor.
You can go hear him play at A&A with the Tim Taylor Band, yeah. Cleverly named.
But no, Greg Glover. Yay! Did you know that?
I heard that a while ago, but I didn't know it was official.
Yeah, it's official now.
I love me some Greg Glover.
He's great. He's the morning guy from NRK. He's our friend.
Doing afternoons.
And now he's going to do... Well, he's going to do both.
Yeah.
He's going to do afternoons on KGON.
Look, you have gone full Odyssey propaganda. I did not expect this from you today.
Well, we're going to have Greg in one of these days.
I leave for 2 days and I come back and you're a company man?
Yeah.
Spouting off about the greatness of radio and...
Yeah.
And you're holding your tongue and you're not bitching about things? Who is this masked man?
We're going to have Greg in here because he's really good at... He's really good at name that 80s tune, you know? He's, like, amazing at it. Mm. Like, I thought I was good at it.
Yeah. Well, but...
He's another level.
I mean, when you... Him, he's been an FM, like, DJ for, like, 30-plus years or something.
Yeah, he's got a leg up on
it. I mean, you spent all day listening to that. I'm guessing that you never want to get into a name that tune contest with a radio DJ.
No.
Be like getting into a sports trivia contest with sports... Radio posts.
I'm not winning that either. No.
I do love it when people find out what we do, and then they're like, "Man, you must
know everything."
Yeah, you're like,
"Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know everything."
We're like, "Hey, I got a trivia question for you." I'm like, "Dude, why don't you just spare me the trouble, and we just assume that I don't know the answer, and you just tell me what the answer is, and then we'll think you're clever, and we can move on."
There was one time when somebody. This was a long time ago. I'll never forget this, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe it was one of those moments where I realized that you just can never really predict what people think, you know? No. You just... Stop trying, because it's... They think things that you're like, "Wait, what? That's what you think?" This guy said to me, he's like, "Man, you're my favorite guy on the fan."
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and then I said, "Well, why?"
Oh.
And he was like, He goes... "I just think you know the most stuff of all the..." And I'm looking at him like, "Do you listen to this show?" I'm like, "I know nothing."
Thanks for
that. Like, that's my whole bit, is I know nothing. So then I was like, I don't know if he's listening. You know?
Yeah. Well, I'm just...
You know what I mean?
I'm fascinated by people just...
I think he was just sucking up.
Yeah. I just, the thing, I'm always fascinated by people that decide to start a conversation with you, and the best way to describe it, like, if you're talking to a stranger, right, you are engaging in a conversation because you have something that you want to share with them, right?
Okay.
You have a piece of information or you have something that you would like to know from them. And I don't know if you get this, but the amount of people that strike up conversations with me that I have no ties to whatsoever, it happens to me almost on a daily basis, and it always blows my mind. And this was Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm working out, and a man who I've never seen before in my life, who's wearing a Glock handgun sweatshirt.
Whoa.
Yeah, an aggressive hooded sweatshirt. He was a shorter, pudgier man wearing his Glock sweatshirt, seemingly for no reason, taps me on the shoulder. I turn around. And he wants to engage, so I take my headphones out so I can hear him. And this is the conversation opener that he started with me. "You know what? If I ever got into it with you, I wouldn't even fight you. I'd just shoot you."
What?
That's what he said. And I respond, and then he like was like chuckling. And I responded with, "I'm guessing you'd shoot me with your Glock." And he's like, "Ah," because he was wearing his cool Glock sweatshirt. And then he went, "Do you like guns?" And I said, "No." And then I put my headphones back in and went about what I was doing. That man sat there for a period of time, looked at me and thought to himself, I'm going to go talk to this gentleman right here. And I'm going to start with, you know what I would do if we got into it? I would shoot you. He really thought that was the way to engage that. That was his conversation start.
That's so weird.
That is the stuff that blows my mind.
Yeah.
When people sit there and I don't
know. He's probably a murderer.
Weirdo. Of all the things you could start.
Of all
the stuff. If you saw me and thought, hey, whether you liked the show or whether, you know, sometimes you're the big guy in the gym. I'm sure Will gets this too. People want to converse with you when you're lifting something. But of all the stuff you could start with, I would shoot you. Do you like guns? No. That's where that conversation needed to end. And then I think he looked a little heartbroken when I said I didn't like guns. Mainly because I don't want to have a conversation about your Glock sweatshirt. Although, you know, hey, cool sweatshirt, man.
All right, we got a break. Oh, by the way, Gen Z also buying cassettes, vinyl, and ditching streaming.
Vinyl's big.
Vinyl's huge, yeah.
Vinyl's big. Yeah. All my buddies have record players.
Yeah. My kids listen to some records.
I'm the weird one that doesn't.
We've stuck around so long, Jace, that we're popular again.
We're back. We're back with the kids.
Unbelievable.
AM radio,
this
baby.
This was Jason Swigard's dream.
King once more. Guarantee Swag somewhere sitting just cackling in his short shorts and dragon robe.
All right. Florida over Maryland, 87-71. So the two games, the first two games tonight were blowouts. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Okay, coming up next is Andrew Nimick. And the reason I know that is because he's sitting in there.
Yeah. Probably getting ready to talk some kids.
Cruton.
Hot kid talk.
That's right.
Can't wait.
Who's in tomorrow, Will? Is it Schultzy?
Schultzy is back with Hot Mariners Talk.
Corn Pop. Oh, yeah, dude. He's all kinds of fun.
So have we seen the first pitch from Ichiro yet?
That's 7.
Oh.
Well, 7-10 is the first pitch, but he should be throwing out the
open. He's not going to throw out at 6:53.
I wouldn't think so. It's getting close, though. Trust me. That's going to go viral. So we'll find out, and I'm putting a strong wager on he will be in full uniform, including cleats. He will be wearing spikes. I have no doubt about it.
Well, he better throw a damn strike. Well,
I'll bet you he doesn't just throw a strike. I bet you he throws some cheese. I bet you he puts it in there 80-plus.
What if they sign him? Throw him back out there.
What are you talking about, man?
Did you see who they... Dude, there's some guy... Wait, I wrote it down. Hold on. Let me find it.
Yeah.
There's
Nimick found him warming up. Ichiro, by the way.
Is he in uniform?
He's warming up.
Is he in uniform? Yes or no?
He said not yet.
Okay. I don't think he's going to be in uniform, dude. Yeah. I hope he's not. But, and by the way, it is perfectly acceptable to warm up for a first pitch.
Sure.
Because if you've ever thrown a first pitch, which you and I have been lucky to do.
Yes.
It is... It's very easy to bounce it. That's why you see people bounce it.
Yeah.
Because you have to do the motion a few times before you.
I promise you that if I try to throw out a first pitch right now with my crab meat shoulder and didn't warm up, one, I would hurt myself. I guarantee that thing bounces. There's no way I'm making it to the plate.
Actually, unless you lob it, I think that's true of pretty much anybody. Even if you have a little bit of athletic skill, if you do not warm up for your first pitch, unless you lob it, like an Ephus, you're gonna put it in the dirt.
Yeah. My shoulders just are not capable of that at this point.
So do you know who Ryan Bliss is?
I do know who Ryan Bliss is. He's their new second baseman.
Yeah. Who the hell is that?
I was reading about him. I guess he had a pretty good spring and. He's their new second baseman.
So some guy named Ryan Bliss is playing second base.
Yeah.
How long before everyone hates him?
He's the new... Yeah. They pulled him up last year about halfway through the season. He's supposed to be one of their AAA guys.
Yeah. Oh, that's
He's one of their better prospects.
They've got supposedly a top five high-level farm system, and they got a handful of kids that are supposed to come, and he's one of them. So... And then who's the big fat guy that got DH in?
Rowdy Tellez.
Yeah.
Tellez. Yeah, big fat guy. Well, they got a couple big fat guys now. They got him and, of course, the Big Dumper.
Yeah, well, the Big Dumper just got a bunch of money.
Sure did. While you were away, we broke into the show for that.
Oh, did you?
Well, wait, we are... That doesn't make any sense. We are a show. How could we break into the show?
It's a little weird. But just stopped the show to talk
we
about
stopped, it. Yeah, we talked all day about it.
The Big Dumper.
We took calls.
Yeah. Okay. Some people like the Mariners.
I think they'll be pretty good this
year.
That
division's wide open.
Well, their pitching's really good.
Yes.
You know?
And again, this is our Mariner pregame show. Once they fired everybody and went and got Edgar, their last, like, month of the season, and this is the rallying cry that the Mariners are spewing out there, but their hitting, like, across the board went way up once Edgar was the hitting coach. So, I mean, with that pitching staff, if you just have a competent offense... You're a playoff team. It's like that division is great.
No. I'm with you on the division. A's are a little better. Well, the Astros are a little worse. The Rangers, you know, I bet you Texas wins that division.
I think most of the people that I've seen, the experts, are picking the Rangers to have a big bounce back here.
They're pretty good.
Well, if DeGrom won the World Series 2 years ago.
If DeGrom stays healthy.
Yeah. They had a rash.
Which he won't. All right. Everybody enjoy your night. Andrew Nemec is coming up next. We are back tomorrow. 3-7 on the fan tonight.
Friendships of Spain.